Joe Biden's proposed cabinet is getting a boost of Midwestern expertise. We learned late yesterday that former two-term Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm is Biden's pick for Energy Secretary. If confirmed, she'll take over from outgoing Secretary Dan Bruyette. Granholm's time at the helm was not a particularly easy road. From 2003 to 2011, she had to make decisions about the Great Recession, education reform, and weather endless dust-ups with a Republican-controlled legislature over the state budget. Biden says he believes Granholm's experience with the auto industry is what he needs to move America further away from its dependence on fossil fuels. Liz Boyd was communications director when Jennifer Granholm was governor and now runs Liz Boyd Public Relations. Liz, welcome to Stateside.
Hello, nice to be with you.
So you've known the governor a long time. Were you surprised by this news? For that matter, was she surprised?
Well, I was surprised and I wasn't surprised. I mean, the governor has had a long relationship with the vice president. She has the experience that he's looking for with his team. You know, his motto, it's all about building back better. And who better to help him do that than Jennifer Granholm?
Have you spoken with her since the news broke?
I have.
How did she sound?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, nothing can be confirmed until the Biden administration confirms it and makes a formal announcement. But I think the governor would welcome the opportunity to serve and to bring her expertise and her passion to that office and to that position in the cabinet.
You know, a great deal of DOE's work involves a rather unsexy prospect, maintaining the United States nuclear arsenal. Not perhaps very glamorous, but incredibly important, and one requiring a specific skill set. I mean, would Jennifer Granholm be a better fit for something like the Department of Labor, given her time talking and working with the automobile industry and being a Democrat from Michigan? Why DOE?
Well, I think that's a question for the Biden team to answer. But I will tell you that having watched her serve for, as you said, two terms as Michigan's governor, I've seen how she can tackle problems. I see how she's very methodical in being an administrator, being very hands-on. And so, as you say, this is a very important, critical piece of the job in terms of maintaining the nuclear arsenal. And who better to be in that position than someone who's trustworthy, who's into detail, who will ensure that the job is done right. I mean, there'll be no question as to whether the job is being done. And I think in the last 4 years, we've seen that it's always the case.
Michigan's Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirky, came out right away to criticize this choice and tweeted about the many job losses in Michigan during Granholm's administration, which, we should repeat, coincided with the Great Recession. Do you think that this could make her confirmation difficult for her, the fact that so many people remember her associated with those years?
Well, first of all, I think the notion that the Senate Majority Leader is tweeting and criticizing the former governor is a little ironic, and I'll let it go at that. But I think it's important to note that when Jennifer Granholm was governor, the state of Michigan was so fortunate that she was the governor. You have to remember that in the 2 years prior to her election, and she was elected in 2002, but prior to her election, Michigan had already lost nearly 200,000 jobs, many of which were being outsourced in large numbers to countries like China and Mexico. Washington had failed to adopt a pro-American manufacturing policy agenda, even in the face of huge manufacturing losses. Michigan's budget was in crisis. Tax cuts adopted by the previous administration were rolling in, and I could go on and on, so I won't do that. But clearly, she had her hands full. And I think you have to look at what she accomplished during that time. I mean, she worked to diversify the economy. You know, we used to laugh, but it was her motto, and she lived by it, was that she would go anywhere, do anything to bring jobs to Michigan. And she did. She had the 21st Century Jobs Fund, which was the most aggressive effort in the country at that time to attract advanced battery manufacturers and R&D companies. We had the most successful retraining program through No Worker Left Behind, a program that was designed to help people get the skills they needed for the jobs that were available. I always remember Jennifer Granholm saying, we're not going to educate you to get a degree in political science and French like she did in college. We were going to give them the education they needed so they could get a job. And that was so important. And I think the other thing that people need to remember is that during that entire time of economic transition, which obviously went way beyond the state of Michigan, we protected families. We made sure that people were not thrown off the social safety net. And that was critical at that time. So, I mean, there's a lot of good that gets swept under the rug because, you know, the headline is always, well, the economy was bad. Well, the economy was bad, but we dealt with it. And I think you have to look at what she did when she signed the Clean Energy Law in 2008. I mean, that laid the groundwork for what we've seen today in terms of clean energy in Michigan. I mean, nobody can drive up 127 going north and not see those wind turbines in Gratiot County. I mean, I think an awful lot of what's happening in Michigan today, the jobs that are happening in Michigan today, is the direct result of her leadership in clean energy back when she was in office.
A lot of times when we've seen Jennifer Granholm's face lately, it's been on CNN when she's sort of dabbled in the world of punditry. Do you think it will be easy enough for her to get back into public administration and government?
Oh, I think so. I mean, the governor has done, she's, you know, done so much in the years since she left office. I mean, she spent a number of years working with the Pew Clean Energy Program. She has been a visiting professor at Berkeley in California, where she did her undergraduate work. Yes, she's been on CNN, but why wouldn't CNN or any network want Jennifer Granholm to be commenting on events of the day? So I think this would be no problem for her. I think she'll welcome it if it comes to be. And I certainly hope that the Republican Senate, if it is a Republican Senate, would confirm her without question.
So looking a little bit more broadly at the cabinet, President-elect Biden has also tapped Pete Buttigieg for Secretary of Transportation. He's a Michigan-adjacent pick. And he's also chosen Congresswoman Marsha Fudge of Ohio to lead Housing and Urban Development. This is quite the showing for the Midwest on Biden's cabinet. What does it tell you?
It's quite the showing. And I think when you talk about Pete Buttigieg, yes, he is a former mayor of South Bend, but I'm not sure all of your listening audience knows that he is a new homeowner in Traverse City area.
I did hear that.
Yes. And so we have an incoming transportation secretary who's driving Michigan roads, who is driving between South Bend and Traverse City. So he knows full well the challenges we're facing in Michigan. I think that's only good for Michigan.
Right. Well, what kinds of sensibilities do you think that's going to put in the cabinet that maybe aren't there right now?
Well, you know, again, I haven't followed the cabinet that closely under the current administration, but it's been a revolving door. From what I have seen, just tangentially as a casual observer, a revolving door, a lot of acting secretaries of this or that. I'm not sure there's been the kind of commitment and the kind of stability to get things done that we need done in Michigan. So I'm certain that our current governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is pleased as punch at the nominations that will be coming out of the Biden administration.
Liz, if we can just return to the Great Recession for a minute. I mean, Granholm's staff, and yourself included, were in place at a time when it was the worst economic crisis that a lot of people living had endured to that point. And now here we are in 2020. Are there some things that you've observed that you think inform what's going on and what should happen with the Biden administration going forward in Michigan right now?
Well, I think, as you mentioned in your introduction, I mean, the governor's experience in helping with the auto bailout, if you will, back in 2009, 2010, gave her great experience in terms of helping an industry that was critical for the nation. I think the president-elect sees that in her. And so I think she can parlay that into a lot of what Joe Biden wants to do for America, and that's put America back to work.
At the time, Michigan and the Big Three were nowhere near as close to the process of electrifying the auto industry as we seem to be in right now. And it looks like electrification is still going full tilt. Given that the auto industry was such a different place, do you think she's going to be able to find her footing in the industry of today?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, clean energy, creating jobs, making sure that people can get a good job and support their family and have a good quality of life. Those are qualities and goals and beliefs that Jennifer Granholm has always held. And so now she'll be in a position, if again confirmed, if nominated and confirmed, she'll be in a position to really make that happen across the nation. And I think American citizens should look forward to that. Someone who is working on their side to create jobs, to help build back better, as the incoming administration says. And I, for one, am thrilled that he would choose her.
Liz Boyd, former communications director for then Governor Jennifer Granholm, who is now Joe Biden's appointee for energy secretary. Liz, thank you very much for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
With us now for a deeper dive on the Granholm years in Michigan is Michigan Radio's program director and longtime politics watcher, Zoe Clark. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, April.
What were some of the major challenges that you saw Jennifer Granholm grapple with in office?
I mean, I think the biggest one that you can just kind of wrap up in a bow, and maybe I'm saying that it's because of the holiday season, but that was weathering the Great Recession and the fact that Michigan, home to the auto industry and what was then the Big Three, and this idea that economically, when the country catches a cold, the saying goes, Michigan caught the flu. And she had to weather those years with a state that faced billions and billions of dollars in budget deficits. And she was working with a Republican-led Senate at that point.
Would you say that there were issues that Granholm got wins on and others that probably she would even wish had gone differently?
Yes, absolutely. And again, I think all of that comes around to the fact that there were things that she came into office wanting to do. Childhood education, for one. Ideas about making sure that kids in this state got the best education possible and instead had to use much of the money that she wanted to put towards education to trying to get this state out of really what was just an economic disaster. I can't sort of explain enough what it was like day after day, especially in those years of just sort of hearing of hundreds and sometimes thousands of job losses, manufacturing job losses every single day through the state. It was a really dark time.
Zoe, we heard Republicans talking for years after Jennifer Granholm left Lansing about the lost decade. Looking back, how much of the blame do you think should fall on her shoulders?
You know, it's such a good but hard question, April. You know, anytime a governor has a good economy, they say it's because of them. And anytime they don't, they say it's because of the national winds. We saw presidents come through while she was in office talking about sort of bringing the economy back and taking credit for it. And Michigan was slow to that. So I'll leave smart economists to determine that exactly. But I think she was dealt a really hard hand of cards and didn't always play them well, which only made sometimes the situation even worse economically.
That was Michigan Radio's program director and certified politics junkie, Zoe Clark.